Welcome to the Draw.Biz Podcast, your weekly dose of fantasy footy content.
G'day everybody and happy new year. Welcome to the first show for 2021. We're going to continue on with our ranks. We are talking our top 30 AFL fantasy defenders. And to welcome him to the show for the very first time this year, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, pal?
Doing good. Resolution free. It's always a good place to be. Set yourself up for success when you can't fail.
Best way to do it. Set that bar very low and that's good when you just jump over it. And I'm not sure where the hell he is because I know he's been gallivanting all across Australia through this Christmas New Year period. We welcome the Stato. Welcome, pal. Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year, gentlemen. Fantastic time away. Spent some time in Perth and Adelaide, which clocks up six capitals since March. So COVID year, it's ended up being a bit of a weird one. So I was surprised with that. But I did fortunately get out of Adelaide before DOS returned. So all is well in the world.
And that's how we want it. I don't know, maybe we can consider you a super spreader if you're travelling all around the country. Might have to put a an amber alert out for the Stato just visiting everywhere across Australia. Didn't stop by Victoria.
I've done a show with Stato for yonks, and I've got to say the great man's, he's at playing weight.
Isn't he?
Well, I suppose that's what happened. Yes, nice and fit. I've been working hard, to be fair.
All right, why don't we get into it? We are talking our top 30 AFL fantasy defenders. Steve's going to run us through his list, and we're going to pick it apart. No, it's all right. You know, these ranks, they're all our own. We all have our own ideas and theories. And as you say, Steve, it's always about that narrative and how you can spin it and the justification of where you have these players in their positions. So why don't we go... What, five at a time?
Yeah, that's fine. And the top five's, I don't know, the top five's usually the easy part, isn't it? It's they're often very similar. So I got Jake Lloyd at number one, Lachie Whitfield at number two. I suppose they're going to be interchangeable across a few lists, but I think it's Lloyd's been pretty safe, been very durable. It's pretty hard to argue with his numbers. I got Tom Stewart at three, which might be a bit fire. I think he's been pretty solid, pretty consistent. When he's on the park, he's the main man in that Geelong defense. Not many other people get the ball like he does there. I've got Laird at four. I don't see that midfield time continuing for him, and I think there's a few guys who do similar things at Adelaide. And also, if you know, the plus six players are going to get any sort of boost, that's not Laird's game. So whilst he's a really safe pick, he's not someone I'm targeting this year. Happy to end up with him, though. And I got Jack Crispin at number five.
All right, it's not too dissimilar to me. I mean, I got Stewart four, Laird three, Chris six. So not too dissimilar there. And as you said, it's horses for courses. And I think Laird will get some midfield time, but it's not really going to give him that bump that people are thinking, you know, was he going to do 100, 105 sort of thing. I think his range is at 90, 95, especially with the 20-minute quarters back. And Tom Stewart's just a gun. So I've got Laird and Stewart. They're pretty much a tier on their own for me.
Well, I'm living in a different planet. But I think my planet's pretty safe, to be honest. I've got Laird at three. And he's part of my tier one. There's only three people there. There's Lloyd, there's Whitfield, and there's Laird. And I've got Laird at number three, mainly because he was playing in the midfield this year and showed he could really rack it up. And Brad Crouch has gone. Now, don't tell me these kids that they just drafted are going to take the midfield spot. Laird is there to stay. Hateley will get some time, there's no doubts about that, but Laird will certainly stay in that midfield mix. And they started playing well when he was in there as well. Sam Doherty, so the previous high-scoring defender who's come off T2 knee reconstructions, I always say it takes 2 years to get over that injury. Well, he's played his poor year. He will now shoot back up to the leaderboard. And finishing off my five, Doherty, I've got at tier two, by the way. And following him in tier two is another Carlton defender, although he'll be playing in the midfield in Zach Williams.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't know where to put. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say I didn't know where to put Doherty. I'm very comfortable taking Doherty this year, but I don't know. I still think there's some question marks. And
I think the important thing here is he's going to be great value because the average is going to be sitting there beside him. He's not going to be high up. I think he finished around the 15th highest averaging defender this year, even though he started like a house on fire. But he'll be back up the top this year, and you'll be able to probably get him probably around four or five potentially.
I think some of the other guys have gotten better for Carlton from when we saw him at his best. You know, some of the keys are a bit better. They brought in other guys who can do the same thing. Oh, he's great. I think it's a good take. But, so anyway, we'll go to 6 to 10 for me. I've got Zach Williams in at number 6. I believe the midfield story, so very comfortable there. Callum Mills at 7. Jordan Ridley at 8.
Wow.
And the reason is there's just no one else there at Essendon. I put out the poll today who I think could bust, and I think he could bust, but there's no one else there. It's like, who's doing anything? So,
No, that's right.
We got Maynard at 9. He was pretty good, and he can always push into the midfield with Treloar out. And Lukey Ryan, I think he's just a gun. I think he's just Sam Doherty all over again. They got the when he had bad games, it was because the key defenders were out. Key defenders, there's no way they're going to have four key defenders all go down for massive periods of time. So I expect him to be pretty consistent again this year.
Yeah, pretty similar to my couple of places, different here and there. I've probably got Zach Williams a bit more conservatively ranked. Got him in that second round for me, not in the top 10, but probably more on the injury part of him, like, and wait and see for the JLT or whatever it's called this year. Same with my Doc Call. I've got him in that second round and just wait and see what they're going to do. But all up there, pretty close with Mills, Ryan, Maynard as well for me.
Mills is probably the one I'm cagey about.
Yeah, there is. It is, but I think he was pretty fantasy friendly last year. He had a pretty good role in what was regarded as a pretty poor team. I think they just let him off the chain and had a pretty good role.
Yeah, and I went Tom Stewart at 6, Jack Crisp at 7. Maynard, I've got this feeling he may drop a little bit, but I've kept him around that mark. I think he was around the 6th or 7th mark this year. I've got Callum Mills at 9. I'm certainly expecting he's going to drop a bit, so it was hard to put him, but he's the start of my third tier. I've got him probably 5 or 6 players would be very, very close and similar. And Christian Salem at 10.
Yeah, I'm just Salem's a great D2 for me.
Yeah, I don't see him as a D1, but I like him as a D2.
Been the same player for 3 years, hasn't he? So,
And Ryan, I've got him later in the next load. I really like the way he played this year. I just want to see how they set up. So I want to see how much they use Young. And whether they just get a side each. And I'm fearful that he may just get a little less of the footy because Young's going to play a similar style of game and he's brilliant by foot.
Not that Ryan's bad.
No, not at all. I've got him in my top 15, but I just couldn't sneak him in. He deserved to be in the top 10 with his second half of this year. But my rank of 15 actually still has him higher than what he was, what he finished this year.
Yeah, those key defenders, they can't all be missing again, surely.
Yeah.
Anyway, 11 to 15. I've got Doherty at 11, so I've got him higher than the average. I'm expecting him to be more consistent and run out the year a bit better. Maybe not as well as Stato, but certainly maybe not aggressively ranked, but positively ranked. Houston, Short, Hooley, and Nick Haynes.
Hooley's an interesting one. I don't even have Hooley in my top 30.
I don't either.
Well, I'll get a lot of shares of him.
Can you elaborate why, like, just watching the footy last year, it was like the Richmond players avoided him when he was in that team. It was looking like they were going to the Shorts, the Bakers, the Vlostons, those sorts of guys, instead of using Hooley. Like, they were setting up.
He missed a shitload of time. It's a new year. Like,
yeah,
he's been pretty consistent. You've been Mr. Hooley
throughout
the years, so that's a
bit of a pivot. But now my boy Vloston and Short have come up and thrown him out with a bit of trash. But yeah, it's an interesting one.
Maybe it'll bite me in the bum. I don't know. 16, Luke McDonald. Someone else can take that one. That's fine. 7.
I actually had him at 16 myself. Yeah. I just his scoring the second half of this year was just so brilliant.
Yeah.
He deserves to probably be considered in the top five, but I just have no faith.
I've got him at 11.
I think it's going to be an interesting one. It's like, it could go either way, but like, I'd take him before Salem. Like, I know what I'm going to get out of Salem. I got Salem next.
Yeah.
But Salem's not going to be a 100 scoring player.
No. I don't think McDonald will get there. I think high 90s still low 90s for McDonald.
I'd say my most controversial take, Caleb Daniel at 18. I got a Matt. That's a big slide. Daniel Rich at 19. I think he comes back. And Brody Smith at 20.
Well, at 11, I have Dan Houston, and I think he is a defender more than a mid, but I think he'll get mid time. Jaden Short, who I almost wanted to put up higher, but I just couldn't see who he should jump. Caleb Daniel at 13, Brody Smith at 14. He's probably lucky he's got defender status, to be honest. Lukey Ryan at 15, Lukey McDonald at 16, Jordan Ridley at 17, Hunter Clark, who I just think is time to step up. I think a couple of those Saints boys will. So I've got him at 18. A slider for mind is number 19. I gave him his jumper number, Nick Haynes. And Jack Lukosius at 20.
Yes, I've got Caleb Daniel right up number 7 for me. Nothing really changes for him. He's just going to accumulate and do what he
really
does.
Really? Nothing changed at the Bulldogs?
In the halfback section, no.
Yeah, but it's so much uncontested balls just gone out the door. Well, uncontested.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, no.
What do you do with Bulldogs players this year?
Fade. Let it be someone else's problem.
Well, someone's going to get a lot of the footy, though, aren't they?
Yeah. I think Caleb Daniel out of the back line, we've seen him take the kick-ins. He gets that little chip 1-2 kick or hand pass. He'll be fine. I think Treloar is going to be the main ball winner in that midfield. Other than that, it's, no idea really.
And can I say with the Jordan Ridley thing, I wanted to put him higher than 17, but I had this thing, and Steve mentioned it, who else have they got? So therefore, because he's so important with the intercept marking, the opposition will spend time to cut out Ridley.
Oh, I don't know.
It didn't what if it Dyson, happen last
he's
year.
The only one down
what
there.
If Dyson Heppel goes back?
Why would you want to stop Dyson Heppel? He would just give the ball back.
We saw Devin Smith coming out of there.
Yeah, well, Devin Smith did go back there. That's true. I mean,
That's a bit harsh on Heppel, but I can just see him because he's so important to interfere with the opposition's attacking streams that they'll actually put time into.
Yeah,
I actually raised this point last year and got shut down on that about Ridley and still scored pretty well.
Yeah, so you should have been shut down.
Fuck it, let's go.
That's not going to be all the time.
No, of course it's not. Of course it's not. But he's going to have quiet games because of it.
Oh, well.
What do you got, 21 to 25 now?
Yeah. So I hate Brad putting a guy like Brad Shepherd in here, but I don't know. Shannon Hearn's like 700.
Yeah.
I mean,
someone's got to get the points, don't they?
It's D3. I got Lukosius at 22. I got Scrimshaw at 23. Jordan Dawson at 24. My boy. And and yeah, Witherden at 26. So,
yeah,
I went Jeremy Howe at 21. He just kept on dropping as I was reviewing everyone. He has got the game to actually be in the top 10. But it just depends how it's used. I'm very cagey on West Coast Eagles defenders, but just because I think he's going to get the first option of the role, Alex Witherden, because he's got such good scoring power. But because of that, I'm a little bit concerned with people like Duggan. I can't see him getting into that midfield if everyone's available. And then you talk about the half-back line. Well, who do they want the ball in the hand of? Generally, it's been Hearn number one, but he's fading and starting to be injury-prone. So Alex Witherden might be the man. Darcy Byrne-Jones at 23. Jack Scrimshaw at 24. And Steve's boy, Jordan Dawson, at 25. How about you, Johnny?
Yeah, look, I got Howe at 20, Scrimshaw 22, Richard 24, Day 23, so it's all thereabouts.
Day? Will Day or Stephen Day?
Will Day. That's Steve May. Day. That's his cousin.
Stephen May. Oh, Stephen May. So you got Will Day in the top 25?
Sorry? I got Will Day in the top 25. Yeah.
Wow.
I was even contemplating Damon Greaves, but I couldn't do it.
This show's gone off the rails. I got Howe at 32. Can we talk about Howe? I want no part of this guy at all.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there. This is a problem. People will be drafted on the computers, and he's sitting there really high on the averages. He's been
number two.
He's had like one good year, really, for fantasy.
I mean, I know he had a quiet 3 or 4 years, but prior to that, he was a decent 85 to 90 averaging defender for about 3 or 4 years on the trial.
You know, AFL Fantasy? No, he's not. I looked it up. His other best years are like 82s.
Okay. Why was Jono so hot on him in the Keeper League for about 15 years?
I don't know. He's like a 30. Well, he's going to turn 31 this year, coming off a Rico. I can't get around it.
Oh, wow.
Who's 31?
Jono, he's been your boy. Tell us about him.
Who was that, sorry? I'm just crackled there for a second.
Jeremy Howe.
Jeremy Howe. He's still got the scoring potential. Like, he's got the role. I'm not expecting what he did before he went down this year. Like, that's just out of the bag. But he's just been a consistent performer. Who's there at Collingwood? Okay, you got Crispin Maynard, but I still think Howe can do a serviceable job at D3 for you. Or end of D2, start of D3.
So I've got his last 5 years. So 2016, he was 82. 2017, the average 90. 2018, 82. And 2019 is the year he dropped off and had only the 69. And last year, 85.5 in a COVID year, but only 4 games. And one of those were massive, of course.
So one of those is a good year, and people are going to be drafting him as like a top 15 defender, potentially.
Yeah.
That's why I've got him at 20.
32.
Yeah, it's a good take. It's a good take. And I had him at 21.
So anyway, at 26, I got Hunter Clark, and I love Hunter Clark, but how does it happen this year? They just brought in Brad Crouch. Like, it's just, it's a weird situation, St Kilda.
Yeah.
Seb Ross.
Yeah. There's an article of that they're looking to redefine his role. Like, he's out of the midfield, and they have used him in that back line as well. Or does he go forward like we've seen him at times? And they're another big question mark, like the Western Bulldogs. I've just got no idea about it. Like, I'm with you, Steve. I love Hunter Clark.
What do you think about it? Jack Steele has to be in the midfield.
Any higher than D3.
Jack Steele has to be in the midfield. Brad Crouch has to be in the midfield. You've still got old man Hannabury running around. They loved putting Gresham in there. I don't know.
Ross and Gresham.
We saw Dunstan for one game and then fucked off.
Gresham should move out, but then you sort of got, to me, I'd say Crouch, Clark and Steele kind of played pretty similar, I would have thought. I don't know. It's a weird mix. It's a weird mix for me. I can't be confident.
Yep, no, that's fair. Who's your next last five? Sorry.
Yeah, so Hunter Clark. I got John Noble at 27.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had his last nine games, he averaged, I think it was 85 in the adjusted 85. So I'm pretty happy with that. 28, I got James Harms, and it's just once you start getting past 25, I'm looking for upside, like, because these guys are scoring low 80s, like 82. I can find that on the waiver wire. So give me the guy who might get a tagging role in the midfield or something like that. Could happen for him. I got 29, I got Jack Bowes, 30, I got Caulfield, 31, DBJ, Howe, yeah.
Wow. I've got Brad Shepherd at 26, Daniel Rich at 27. I'm just expecting at some point he's really going to drop off. I've got 28, Jack Bowes, Nick Caulfield at 29, and Jason Johannesson at 30.
Yeah, don't have JJ in my top 30. I've got Caulfield 26. I've got him and Clark together. I just can't split them. Happy to take either. I've got Williams written down here, and I'm just hoping I haven't written Bailey Williams for some silly reason. I have to check my notes, but I'm not too sure there. Might be a bit controversial. Stephen May, I think I wrote it in the draft kit that if he stays fit, he can actually score, and he has shown that back when he was at the Gold Coast, and I round out with Shepherd and Dawson.
There's a lot of crap in the defence.
Can I say there's some actually potentially good scoring defenders actually not on our list. So I know Hooley was in one, but Liam Duggan
I struggle with Duggan, man. I can't see it. Like he got so much time through the midfield this year with all their injuries. Like I don't see that happening.
And still didn't get a massive score either.
Wayne Malira.
Still,
he's a watch and act.
Yeah, I want to see some good preseason form because if he's still not running.
Yeah, Adam Saad. He's only had one decent scoring year, but.
Again, I've just got him in the 40s there, the 30 to 40 range.
Nick Vlosten.
More a super coach than AFL fantasy.
Hearn.
He's too old.
Dead.
He's just so old.
Yeah, I agree. But he can put out a good 10 rounds. Nick Newman.
Yeah, that's interesting. We're sort of just going through the injuries that he's not back doing skills yet. So, I mean, if he's right for round one, then it's interesting. But that's got to kill. Like, I can't see Adam Saad doing anything at Carlton for fantasy.
So you've got...
Yeah, no, I agree.
What are your thoughts then on Nick Newman? Like, there's another spanner to throw in the works as well.
Yeah, no, very true. Hamish Hartlett?
It's a good, solid performer. He's like the new Matty Broadbent, just good, solid performer.
Matty Broadbent.
I think he's fantasy days
are Hayden Crozier. Yeah, Hayden Crozier.
There's some interest, but I think you can pick him up late for a bit of value.
Nah.
King Conquer season.
These are just these are just fill-in guys, man.
Ryan Burton.
Yeah, Ryan Burton's interesting. It's just one disappointing year after another with Ryan Burton at this point.
Yeah. Yep. Jordan Clark.
Yeah.
Again, I think yes. Again, wait and see, but I think you pick him up later at his value.
Oh, he's great value. Another great value is Liam Baker.
Yeah. Yeah, agree.
And potentially a breakout in Isaac Quaynor.
I've got my eye on Quaynor this year. I think there is a role there for him, and just watching him throughout last year was actually pretty impressive. Like, he's one of those guys that Steve mentioned that can come out and actually score an 85 or 88 or something like that for you next year. And I've definitely got him as a draft target for sure.
I think looking at Geelong, and that makes a lot of sense. Just the teams where there seems to be one guy, and it's like, yeah, okay, Tom Stewart's really good, but who else? Like, surely there's room for someone else to step up and be fantasy friendly from the defender pools. I'm looking at those sort of teams when it comes to the breakout.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything else going on? Anything else we want to talk about? Anything caught your eye throughout the off season, pre season, Christmas, New Year?
I don't know. Bitcoin's pumping.
Been investing, is it?
Oh, I haven't got any. Oh, okay.
I don't have any money. Use that for your marijuana jaunt.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about the marijuana jaunts at this point. Load up.
Well, I've been trying to get my hands on some shares and the people who have the companies that have the legalized marijuana, but I'm still yet to find any here in Australia that I can invest in, because once that's legal in Australia, it's just money. Just money. And I also know where a couple of the farms are. They're actually growing the legal weed already.
Is it your backyard?
Not quite big enough, but it's in the shed.
It's in Cranbourne.
Walk down the street.
Geez, we're full of excitement with the new year so far, isn't it? It's like this is still 2020.
Did you mean to say that everything didn't change when the calendar ticked over?
Oh, yeah. But no, I just, even with our tone today, it's just like 2020 is continuing.
It's defenders.
Yeah, that's true. It's a valid point.
We're talking Luke McDonald and Christian Salem.
in the top 20.
Yikes.
Yikes. Scary.
Man, you hate Daniel Rich.
Yeah, I do.
Why, Stato? Why?
Well, I just think he's getting to that point where he's a major injury risk. And not that he hasn't been before, but he had his best season the year before last, so 2019 was the massive one. But correct me if I'm wrong, he's heading into, is it 33 or 32? So he's just getting to that point where I'm, just starting to get a little bit 31. Worried.
31. Somewhat. It's something. It's north of 30 anyway.
Yeah. So I'm just sort of thinking that it's probably time where his body's going to start creating some issues for him.
You heard it first. Stato says Daniel Rich is getting injured this year.
And would you be shocked if that was the case?
No.
All right, I think that is going to wrap up the first show for 2021. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter and the Facebooks. Just search the Draft Doctors there. The rankings, we're going to get the Google Doc together, and the rankings are going to go up on the website, and you can all just laugh and point at Cam's shitty takes for 2021.
notice how he avoided this pod as quickly as he could.
Oh,
you would have had Zach to close it like 15.
Yeah.
All right, that is going to wrap up the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Draft Doctors Podcast. For more tips and in-depth analysis, head over to thedraftdoctors.com.au.